Hello and welcome to the Friday, December 27th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, we've got a couple of different diaries here to catch up on with the holiday. First one I got here is from Daniel. Daniel is writing about a recent compromise of a Linux system. In this case, the attacker managed to add multiple cron jobs to the system. That's a very common way on Linux systems to gain persistence on the system. So in case, for example, that the files are deleted or additional modifications the attacker made are undone, the cron jobs will then make sure that the exploits or the backdoors are being downloaded again and executed again. So whenever you run into a compromised system, make sure that your cron tab is still valid and didn't get modified. Of course, just monitoring the cron tab proactively can also be used to detect intrusion into the system. Well, then we got two more diaries by Dan. First one was about spam claiming to come from Costco or Walmart, and it then told the user that there's a problem with an order. Now, of course, during the holidays, there is a good chance that users receiving any of these emails actually ordered something at one of these stores and is now, of course, opening those attachments. If you do open one of the attachments and install the malware, what actually happens is that your system now itself starts sending spam with malicious attachments. What Daniel here found with the Walmart email that he played with was that it started sending one of those fake lawsuit emails that essentially threatens that you have to show up in court, and well, of course, there's an attachment that you can use to resolve the issue. By the way, these emails appear to come from jonesday.com. They contacted us and they're of course not at all related with these emails. It's just the domain that the spammer picked here as a from address, and they themselves of course now have a big issue with all the bounces and complaints coming back to them. I would hope that listeners of this podcast do know that the from address in spam and malicious emails is usually spoofed, and replying to this particular email is not going to reach the person who actually sent it, but just an innocent third party. And Manuel wrote up another one of his great little nmap scripts. In this case, the nmap script will allow you to find SQL servers that don't have a password configured. We do see them commonly being exploited, so certainly something you do want to take care of, in particular if they're sort of internal to your network. They're easily overlooked. If they're reachable from the outside, they're probably already compromised, and the attacker frequently will actually set up a password. So this is something that's probably most useful against internal servers, because they may take a little bit longer to get exploited. And last week, actually, a jailbreak was released for iOS 7, the latest version of iOS. This was somewhat long awaited by the jailbreak community. However, this time the jailbreak came with a little catch. When you ran the jailbreak, it not only unlocked iOS, but it then also goes ahead and adds a link to a third-party Chinese iOS app store. This is in some ways the point of a jailbreak. You are now able to install whatever apps you would like. However, there was some suspicion that not all apps in this app store are actually legit, and that the owner of this particular app store did finance the jailbreak. The authors of the jailbreak do deny this and say that the link is legit and really more sort of a convenience thing, and now the jailbreak is available without this particular app store. Overall, of course, if you do apply a jailbreak like this, you will allow adding any application, and you in some ways bypass a lot of the security that iOS uses in order to prevent malware. And then we have a quick update on the Target credit card heist. We already said that the cards are for sale, and in particular debit cards are actually being used, which means that at least encrypted pins were found and were then brute forced. But it appears also that there are now some spammers, which may just be copycats that try to write the coattails off this particular news story and are sending emails out to either phish credentials or get users to install additional malware. Now, if you receive any of these emails, we would really appreciate a copy. At this point, we have not personally seen a copy of an email like that. And this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.